It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life with your host, Alan Gervie. Alan is the managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I'm Alan Gervie, and it is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everyone. Wow, there's all kinds of pictures being taken of me. Is there video, too? Nice. I love when people take video. We've got a full studio on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all who celebrate. Why do people say that? I guess Father's Day, if you're a father, you're celebrating. Hopefully, you're having a great day, and hopefully, your kids are doing a great job of celebrating fathers. And that's what we're going to do today on Gervie's Law. And when I was thinking about Father's Day, I was thinking about my childhood and growing up with my father. My father was really a great guy. He was kind of quiet, kind of shy, very sharp, and very knowledgeable. He seemed to know about everything, much more than I'll ever know in my lifetime. He could fix anything, including problems, which I appreciated. But when I think about everything in my life and school and playing sports and accomplishments and all kinds of stuff that we all do, the one thing that stands out that has enriched my life when I think about my dad is the experiences that we shared together. There are so many stories that I remember, and these stories are so much more vivid in my psyche, in my mind, in my life than anything that, you know, happened at school or on the baseball field or the softball field or whatever. So it really is the stories and experiences that defines our relationship with our parents, both mother and father. And I think about my dad, and I can think about so many stories. One of them I think about is when we would go on a 30-day, a month trip in the summertime. My dad worked so hard all year long. He worked from like 8 in the morning till 10 at night. Then he took a month off, and in that month off, we always went on a road trip. Five of us in the car on a road trip, and I can always see him with his arm outside of the car window. I don't know if any of you remember, people would drive like that, and his arm got so suntanned, it was burned, because it would sit out of the window, and he'd be chewing gum because he didn't want to fall asleep, which I found out later because he hated chewing gum, but he wanted to stay awake as he drove for like 12 hours with his arm out. He had this really weird tan, and I just remember him kind of directing traffic in our car, so to speak. He was always there for me, and I remember I worked in his pharmacy. He was a druggist, and he had a pharmacy, and there was a stock room. And when I was about 10 years old or 11 years old, the ages of my kids, I worked in the stock room. And when I finished at night putting all the shampoo and the razor blades and the candy up on the shelves in the stock room, I would walk out, and I always remember my dad picking up a bag of chips and throwing it at me. Not at me, but to me. And he threw it at me, and it was just kind of like, hey, thanks for doing that job. Thanks for being a stock boy. Here's a bag of chips. And I would drive home in the back seat as he drove with his arm out the window, and I'd be eating my chips. I will tell you, today on Father's Day, I think of my family. And the reason I think of my family is because they're sitting right here. I can't not think of them. I'm so happy and honored to have my whole family here in the studio. We have Harper, who is my 10-year-old daughter. I was going to ask you how old you are, but I said that. And Hudson, my 11-year-old son, and my wife, my beautiful wife, Nancy.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say the age. Is that okay?
That's good. I like that.
You look young.
Thank
and you.
You
are young compared to me. So I want to introduce to to everyone. And by the way, Hudson and Harper have been on the show many times, not for a couple of years, because we've been doing the show for about 12 years. And they started on this show when they were like in diapers and they couldn't really talk. But, you know, I would have them make some sounds into the microphone. And then they started to talk and they had such great takes on things from a kid's perspective. So they have a lot of experience on Gervie's Law. In fact, maybe in a few years from now, they will take over this show and they will do it on, you know, YouTube or TikTok or whatever. Not in this old fashioned medium radio, which is appropriate for my age group. But for them, it's going to be a show, I'm sure, on one of the social media. So first of all, who should I start with, Hudson or Harper? They both point at each other. Remember, this is a radio show, a podcast after the radio show. So pointing doesn't work.
You should start with Harper.
There you go. He's speaking. Okay, Harper, we're going to start with you. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Harper, and I like theater, softball, and I love Taylor Swift.
That is so cool. You said that. I didn't even ask you what your interests were. And it's almost like you were doing a show, because many years ago, I was on a show called The Dating Game. And they asked me, you know, on The Dating Game, what were your interests? And of course, I said, I love softball, theater, and Taylor Swift. Actually, I didn't. I know you're a Swiftie. And didn't Daddy just buy you a fan club thing? What was that that I got you?
It had like a How Well Do You Know Taylor Swift magazine and like a couple posters and stickers.
Yeah, I was traveling in Canada and I saw it in the airport, so I brought it for you. And we know you do know Taylor Swift very well. Mm-hmm. You're a accomplished softball player, of course. We've talked about that on the show. A theater, you've just finished a great show in Lion King. What part did you play?
Timon.
Do you want to do something from that?
No.
Why not? Why don't you sing? You sing beautifully. No. Everyone, you know, do you know that on this show you sang, what was the song, Nancy, she sang? Somewhere something. Over the Rainbow or no?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or something from the holiday show.
No, I think it was somewhere. Once she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Maybe.
So you just sang. So what do you want to sing? Yeah. What's the song from Lion King that you did? Hakuna Matata.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah, that was a good one. How does it start?
Oh, yeah.
I can see what's happening. And she doesn't like the way I do it, because I do it like the original Nathan Lane. And Nathan Lane, who played Timon in Lion King, went, I can see what's happening. And they don't
have a clue.
What's the next line?
They'll fall in love. And here's the bottom line.
Our trio's down to two. What's the next line?
The sweet caress of twilight.
No, you went the sweet caress of twilight.
Oh, wow. You could have played that role.
No, I couldn't. What's the line after that?
There's magic everywhere.
There's magic everywhere. You put your arms up and then finish it off.
And sing it?
Yeah.
And with all this romantic atmosphere, disasters in the air.
Keep going. Can
good
you
job.
Feel
Harper.
The uh-huh. love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
Bravo!
Beautiful.
Good job.
Beautiful singing.
And I've always said that Harper is an advertisement for being able to sing and do things, play softball and everything. She doesn't get extra coaching. So many kids now, they spend their lives and their parents spend their retirements with private coaching and personal this and that. Harper just does it. She just starts singing. She just starts playing. And that said, yes, the cash.
The cash.
There's a lot of cash flow going to coaches. If you want to get into a profession that is, baseball coach. Speaking of coaching and baseball, Hudson, introduce yourself.
My name's Hudson, and I like sports, video games, and sushi.
And sushi. You do like your sushi.
What's your favorite sushi restaurant?
Sugarfish.
That's a good choice.
One. Yeah. And as he knows, I'm not into sushi, so we have a difference there. But we share a lot with sports. We spend a lot of time. And tell us a little bit about the sports you play.
I play basketball, baseball, football, sometimes hockey, and sometimes tennis, sometimes pickleball.
Yeah, and you're good. And we played ping pong last night, didn't we? Play a game of ping pong?
Yeah.
Who won?
I think you.
Oh, wow. He's honest, too. Yes, I did win. And, you know, for those fathers on Father's Day who just let their kids win, not me. No, no, no. I'm competitive, and, you know, we have some good games. But you have done really well with your sports and with your school. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what your favorite is? Because I know it's so hard, and we always debate this. And one of the things about Hudson, which I've never seen in a kid, is he's also a genius when it comes to sports statistics and knowing players. I have given up a long time ago trying to figure out who the players are in the NFL. He knows every single player. You can be a third string long snapper, and he'll know who it is. And then he makes fun of me because I don't know. So who do you think, or what do you think is most important or that you like the most, if you can kind of figure that out? Or is this too hard?
It's pretty hard.
But what?
Maybe baseball.
Baseball? But not watching baseball.
No, not watching baseball.
Playing baseball.
Playing baseball and then watching probably football.
Does he do fantasy lineups? I heard ahead in my ears, must have been Art, who's having a great day today, and he said, does he do fantasy lineups? That is a great question. I'm just going to defer. Go ahead. You know, there's certain things that get you into college, and Hudson has started something that I think is the college admissions people are going to be really interested in. Tell us what you started at your school last year.
A fantasy football league.
Yes, you did. And everyone came to our house for the draft, and you were the commissioner. And how did that go, the league?
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun, right?
Yeah.
And who won?
My friend Caden.
Caden, yeah. And I saw Caden. We were at school the other day, and I saw Caden. Caden came up to me, and he says, whatever you do, I'm the defending champion. You have to invite me to be in next year's football draft. Is it by invitation only, the football draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do? You study so hard. I see you reading magazines on all the players. Why do you do that?
To win the fantasy league.
That's right. And that's how you know all the players. But there is some luck involved, I would think.
Yeah.
And there's drafts and everything else. All right. You know, this is all fun, but we need to get... Yes, Nancy's going to interrupt me. This is nothing new.
Well, I was just going to ask you... Do you hate when people chew gum so much because of your dad?
No, I don't.
Okay.
My dad was a really good chewer, not like someone who I know in the family, and I'm not talking about the children. He really knew how to chew gum without making it obvious, and I think he just did it so he didn't fall asleep at the wheel. He never chewed any other time, just when he was driving, and it was like in the side of his mouth. Now, you have a very different and unique technique of chewing gum. Can you give us an example? And if you're listening in your car right now, folks, be careful. We don't want you to get into an accident when you hear this.
Can I do the example?
Yes,
okay, you
Harper's
do it, Harper.
That's pretty much it.
Wow.
And it doesn't stop. How is it possible to chew gum when you don't stop? It's just constant. It can go for hours without a break. How is that possible?
I don't know. I guess when I just, it's like nervous chewing.
Okay, now you're getting into a little bit of a deep situation. And, you know, we don't want to talk about life and nervousness and anxiety. Let's talk about experiences the kids have with fathers.
That's a good idea. Because it is Father's Day and it's all about you on Father's Day. So it would be great for the kids to maybe share some stories and some memories that they've had of you.
Memories? You sound like I'm not here anymore. I like the stories and experiences.
Stories.
Can we make it stories and experiences? Wow. Okay, I'm going to go on. From chewing to memories. So I thought we'd play a little game. Folks, are you into this? Tell me right now if you're listening. Do you want us to play a game?
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Art.
Yes.
Yeah.
Art says yes. Wait. He's watching The Simpsons. We had
artificial clapping.
Lisa Simpson on, so he's stuck on that. So artificial clapping, he can do it. It's coming. I know
or
it.
Some other sounds.
There we go. Okay, keep the applause as we go through. So I'm going to say a word. It maybe will trigger a story, and whoever the story is meaningful to will talk about the story. Okay, here we go. The first word, Gardena. Gardena is a place in California that I have to say I've never been, but Hudson's going to probably say differently. Gardena. What happened when you heard that word?
So, like, I couldn't do my math homework, and I needed, like, this protractor to do it. So, at midnight, you went out to Gardena to go get the protractor to do my math homework.
I thought it was for your King Kong project.
Yeah, King Kong, whatever. Same
and thing. What was the King – it wasn't math. What was the King Kong project? Tell her what you decided to do.
It was a hockey puck.
A hockey puck. And how does it work? So you took the puck.
It was like a regular size puck, and then I made it 10 times bigger.
And so you needed to use the protractor to make a circle to make sure that all of the measurements were correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? You went to sleep. It was due the next morning. Mm-hmm. You hadn't finished the scaling of the big King Kong puck, and I said, do you have a protractor? You said, no. You went to sleep. You said, I'm going to get up in the morning. And then what did I do from what you heard?
You went to Gardena to get it.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because why did I go to Gardena?
But is that true? Did you actually go to Gardena?
Why did I go to Gardena? It's not Gardena. Gardena. Everyone in Gardena is listening to this now
to
saying,
get my
don't make fun of our city, our town. No. Remember what I said, that I went to every place around us and they were all closed.
Oh, yeah.
So then I went to Gardena and I came back and I brought the protractor, and in the next morning, did you use it?
No.
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 Did you appreciate your dad going out
to
get it?
Yeah, I appreciated it, but I didn't need it.
And okay, so you didn't use it. And by the way, I didn't go to Gardena. That was like an hour and a half away.
But you often leave the house at 11 o'clock at night to go get things that the kids may need, whether that's Valentine's Day cards or
chocolate.
Special outfits that we didn't get for spirit games or color games or whatever it is. I just know you often leave at like 11 o'clock to go get the kids.
Yeah, and we have a code word now. It's Gardena. Every time I go out at 11 or 12 o'clock to find things that the kids need for the next morning, I say I'm going to Gardena, but I really don't. Harper, this one I think is for you. I'm going to say the words. You tell me what is a story. A daddy-daughter dance.
We go to like the daddy-daughter dance every year since I was like 5, I think, and we play like this game, and it's like called, it's like this like musical chair game where like they take away chairs and you have to go get something from your dad. So then you always bring like whatever you can, like whatever like the normal things that like they do.
Yeah, I'm always ready. I have, like, in my pockets, I have so many things, and I've been seen taking off my belt, taking off my pants, like, everything, so she can win. I'm very competitive.
Yeah, so then, and then it was like, okay, so now you need to go grab, like, a business card from, like, your dad.
Yeah, so and by the way, when they said grab a business card, all the dads looked at each other like, we don't use business cards? Like, they're all young, hip, and they're like, who uses business cards? That's, like, for old people, but they had to get a business card.
So you didn't have like your business card. So then you put out this one that said like Stretch Lab, and then and I was like, no, I can't use this. This is like I can't. But then you're like, come on, just do it. You don't have to like really show them. So then I sat down in the chair before before it was too late, and then the lady came and she was like, okay, so let me see your card.
Your dad's card.
And then
She read it.
I showed it, and it was like some lady's name.
Like, what was the name? Like Angela or something like that?
It was like Angela something. And then you're like, so your dad's name is Angela? And I'm like, yep. And then I was like, and he works for Stretch Lab? I'm like, yeah.
And that's why you said you're so flexible, because he's a Stretch Lab worker. And
so, what do they call them? Reflexologists.
I have no idea.
You're a
but
flexologist.
It was quite funny, and I was really happy that you weren't eliminated. They didn't kick you off for they accepted it. I guess they didn't want to question. They looked at me and said, "Oh, there's Angela over there, and he's a Stretch Lab stretcher."
Well, but then the next round was like find like a toilet paper, and then the girl that like was there every year. She had like a toilet paper in her dad's pocket, and then I had to run to the bathroom and grab toilet paper, and I didn't make it.
You didn't get to the bathroom in time?
No, I didn't come back to get to the chairs in time.
Oh, so next year you need to bring toilet paper.
Yeah. And I was so, and of course, being the dad that I am and my personality, I was so mad at myself. It ruined the whole night. I'm like, why didn't I bring toilet paper? Why didn't I bring toilet paper? I knew they were going to ask for toilet paper. And all I had to do was take a little bit of toilet paper and shove it into my jacket, but I didn't do it. So you finished, I think, fourth, which was pretty good.
No, like third.
Third. All right, let's how about this one? We only have a few minutes, and we'll see what one. Stealing second, what does that mean? Who's that for?
Oh, so whenever I got, like, a good hit and got on first base, play right after that, you always, like, told me to go steal second, even though I knew they were going to get me out, and they got me out, so...
Like every time.
Every time.
Yeah, but I was the first base coach.
Yeah.
And I would try to get you to steal. And I mean, you were gunned out. I'm trying to defend myself that it could have been a bad throw. There were a few times that it happened, like every time you got to first. And then finally, I think you said to me, please don't tell me to go when they're going to throw me out. And you're a fast runner. It wasn't appropriate for you to steal, and I pushed you to steal. And then you would get up. And what would you do when you looked at me after you were called out and going back to the dugout? You looked at the first base coach, which was me, and what would I be doing? What would I say to you? I'd point to myself and say what?
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah, my bad. All right. What else? What do we want to talk about? How about... dancing. Your dad's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You too bad this isn't video. It's too bad you guys can't see you dancing.
I'm not dancing.
You're an incredible dancer.
No, Harper say how embarrassed she is by me.
Well, you remember that time? It was at, like, the Brown reunion when we went to, like, that, like, thingamabob where it was, like, a party for, like,
yeah,
your... The people
reunion
in your class.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, kind of boring there. And, like, there's a few people dancing. And then suddenly you just, like, ran to the dance floor. And then you started doing, like, some insane dancing. And you almost, like, killed, like, three people.
And also almost had a heart attack myself.
And then, like, it was so embarrassing because you were, like, doing, like, some crazy dance moves and you're, like, kicking everybody. And you're, like, flailing your arms around.
That's true. That's me. Good old dad. Maybe you'll remember that. What about autographs? What's your dad like when it comes to autographs, like of hockey players? Hudson?
Oh, yeah. So, like, every year we usually go to, like, a Jets game.
The Winnipeg Jets.
They're NHL hockey team. And so we know, like, the exact place where they come out to go to the stadium. So my dad always wants to get all of their autographs. So we try to get every player on the whole team.
Where do they usually hang out?
It's like,
well, don't tell people because then others will go. We're the only ones there. And how do I make a fool of my, like, I pretend it's for the kids. Like, I kind of use you guys, but I'm, like, super excited and I start talking to them. And did any of them, like, talk back to me or?
No.
Not really. And you take, like, an hour to take a picture. You're like, okay, hold still.
Am I shaking?
Hold still.
Some of them, when you were like trying to get their attention, they just like walk right by and they don't even like bother to look at us.
Yeah, but that's true. But a lot of them do. I mean, you've made some friendships with some pretty, you know, good players, wouldn't you say? Mark Scheifele and Morrissey and Ehlers and all the Jets, and they all know you. So that's because of your good old dad. Last one, Green Day concert.
Well, we went to a Green Day concert.
And right in the front row.
Yeah. You got us tickets for right in the front row.
There starts to be a little theme here. It seems like I'm doing everything for you, but it's really for myself. Is that how you feel as your dad? That, you know, he's just...
No,
kind of...
you do a lot of stuff for us.
Wow. Yeah, like for a concert. Like, you almost got me tickets for, like, Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo.
Almost. I was so close. And that's what dads do. And, you know, we have to bring this show to a close. We're having so much fun talking about what a dad does and specifically what I have been fortunate and lucky enough to have two great kids who I can have all these experiences, have all these stories that they will have growing up. We haven't even scratched the surface. There's a lot of travel that we've done together. Have you guys enjoyed the travel that your family does?
Yeah. My favorite trip was probably the Iceland trip.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Iceland and New York.
Remember when I got all those dogs and had them wake you up in the morning? Mm-hmm. I got up really early and I found these dogs and I brought them into the hotel room and threw them in their bed so they would wake
up. Wait, it wasn't really a hotel. It was like a barn thing.
A farm. It was a farm.
All right.
A farmhouse.
So what do you say to your dad on Father's Day?
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
You're the best dad.
Yay.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great Father's Day.
This show is pre-recorded and furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.